上様、大変でござる。西洋から野蛮人が来たのでござります。
というか日本語わからぬでごじゃろ。
違います、上様。ジャパニーズポット101名を聞いていると言いましたよ。
大丈夫じゃ、我々はちょんまげで死ぬまで戦うぞ。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
ナオミです。
Peter here。 夏子さん、ナオミ先生、 We... The things we do for the listeners. We just got back from where, 夏子さん？
メイドカフェ。
The Maid Cafe. And how do we explain this experience in words?
うーん、難しいな。 It was like an amusement park.
I agree.
What kind of amusement parks do you usually go to?
Well, there... yeah, there are mazes there, but it was like some kind of an attraction at Disneyland.
Yeah, well, I think in certain aspects you're right, because it's kind of like a show.
Oh, yes.
It's definitely not the food that draws in the customers.
あまり食べ物は
普通かな。
Yeah, just nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
And not for the prices they were asking. So why don't we start from the beginning? Natsuko-san, where was this maid cafe located?
Near our company in Akasaka.
So this maid cafe phenomena, can we say?
Yeah, I think so.
Or this maid cafe fad started in Akihabara. So that's kind of like the center, downtown maid cafe central.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Akasaka, quite far away and not known for its maid cafe. So this isn't like the flagship maid cafe.
So desu ne.
Ne.
I think there's only one maid cafe in Akasaka.
Yeah, at least I don't know any other.
And it's right behind the building we work in. And we pass them every day on the way to the studio and back.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, after today, I can't take that route anymore. But
why not?
Hello, Peter.
Yes, I think.
Konnichiwa, Peter-san.
No. ご主人様。
Ah, そうだ、ごめんなさい。こんにちは、ご主人様。
Wow.
Naomi-san, I think you could actually work there. That was quite nice. So wait, I think we're getting a bit off track here, but I think Natsuko-san got us on the right track when she brought up the word.
Yeah, ご主人様, that means master.
And this is how the maids refer to you.
Yes, instead of お客様 or any other names.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting, and they speak to you in extremely polite Japanese, keigo.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think most restaurants and bars in Japan, the staff of the store will refer to you very politely. They use the polite Japanese like that as well. But the only difference is that they call you ご主人様 or お嬢様.
At the maid cafe.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, one other thing too is that even though they do use the same language throughout, in the maid cafe, I think it's their job to be extra nice to the people coming there. So you kind of interact with them more, so you feel like you're speaking it more and you're actually getting some practice hearing it and listening to it.
そうね。日本語の練習には一番いい場所かもしれないです。Maybe.
Yeah, Naomi says it thinks it may be one of the best places to practice your Japanese. Or at least like business Japanese.
Oh yes, very polite Japanese.
So why don't we tell everybody about what happened? What time did we get there, Natsuko-san?
At lunchtime.
So about 12:05. Mm-hmm. And right before we got there, a herd of Japanese mailmen were...
Mailmen.
Yes.
Are there any female men? I'm sorry, I know.
Excellent point, yes.
ごめん。
So a herd of Japanese males headed down the stairs. So they beat us there, and it was a group of about 8. And there was about 6 of us. And so together, I mean, that made 14 people. It was like a lunchtime rush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they looked very busy today.
It was really busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yosou gai busy. Like, more than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So, we sat down, Natsuko and I sat at the counter bar, and Naomi, Kishimoto's son, John, and Brian, they got a table, and we ordered our food. And again, it was just, I couldn't get over the way they kept referring to us as master, and in Natsuko's case, they were calling you
Ojo-sama.
And Naomi-sensei
Ojo-sama.
Which is?
Ojo-sama sounds princess to me.
And this is how women are referred to in the maid cafe.
Yes.
Now, Natsuko and I were sitting at the counter bar, as I said, and what we found most interesting is when other customers left.
Oh, yeah.
What was said?
ご主人様, 行ってらっしゃいませ.
That's the greeting you say when someone in the house goes see someone leaving the house. Because someone who's leaving is the member of the family, they're expected to come back.
So it's almost like the customers leaving are expected to come back. It's their, yeah, like a piece of their home.
Yeah.
Which kind of was fascinating.
Yeah. When we came into the restaurant, the maid said, お帰りなさいませ, ご主人様. And お帰りなさいませ, お嬢様. お帰りなさいませ means welcome back.
Although it was our first time.
Yeah.
With this, you know, I think one of the things the maid cafe tries to do is make you feel very at home and welcomed.
Yeah, but I think that's the part of the game. The whole thing was like, you know, a game, pretending to be at home where maids are waiting for you.
I think that kind of sums up the whole experience.
Yeah.
Now, Natsuko-san, what did you get?
To eat?
Yeah.
なんだっけ? 恋するエビちゃん.
恋しちゃった.
恋し... Oh, wow. You have good memory.
Good memory, yeah.
恋しちゃったエビちゃん.
And what did you have to drink?
お嬢様の初恋.
So, I think part of the game we're talking about here is that if you heard this, if you said, oh, what'd you have to eat for lunch today? And you said?
恋しちゃったエビちゃんとお嬢様の初恋.
A shrimp that fell in love and the princess's first love? So there's these secret kind of names for the dishes.
Yeah, it's like name of a cocktail.
Yeah.
At some special bar.
And I think that's also part of the game,
yeah,
too. These little, you know, code names for the dishes. And what was it when it came out?
It was this shrimp pilaf and iced tea. It was heart-shaped. That was cute.
And they had love written on the side,
yeah,
in ketchup.
Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is made very sweet and nice and pretty.
Yep. And on the counter, there were all these little stuffed animals.
And talking all.
Naomi-sensei, what did you have?
I had Pio Pio Plato and Koakuma no Namida.
Okay.
Wow.
I can't even translate this. Natsuko-san?
Pio Pio Plato. Pio Pio is the sound the chicks make.
Yeah.
And plate is the plate.
Plate. Yeah,
so
plate.
I'm guessing something was chicken, mm-hmm, here.
And Koakuma no Namida.
Tears
of a little devil.
Yeah.
And that was?
Fried chicken and iced coffee.
I had the, I guess, the most normal dish, tezukuri kare. So just homemade curry.
Meido no tezukuri kare.
Oh, yeah.
Desu ne?
That's it.
That's the point.
That's the point. Yeah. I think the dish in itself was just, as Natsuko-san said, 普通, but just average. But there was something that happened that made me blush. 赤くなりました. And Natsuko-san is actually the first one to experience this.
Oh,
so
yes. Right.
What happened, Natsuko-san?
They bring you the dish and the maid will feed you for the first bite.
They said, "An, してもいいですか?"
Yeah.
And what is this "an"?
When you say "an," you have to open your mouth, right?
So kind of like the English open up.
してもいいですか?
And may I? Or may I feed you?
Yeah.
Hi.
First bite. So Natsuko-san was the first one to experience this.
Yeah, and the maid actually said it makes her nervous to serve a woman because it's quite unusual.
We were there for about an hour. There were about 15 other customers, and they were all guys. So
no wonder.
So yeah, Natsuko-san probably, and she's been doing this for probably years.
Yeah.
Is the first female.
Well, maybe not the first, but they said that it's very unusual.
And when it came my turn, I have to admit that I was pretty embarrassed. Like, she even blew on the food to cool it down.
That was sweet.
I actually thought, I hope she doesn't have a cold. Kaze hitte nai yo ni.
Wow. How realistic.
And Naomi-sensei was also fed. Yeah, I think, and that's again, I think she's used to feeding guys.
Yeah. So she didn't know how to treat us.
Well, luckily for you, and I think Sachiko actually knows the place, they now have a butler cafe.
And Akihabara?
I'm not sure exactly where, but...
The one she went was in Shibuya.
Wow.
I wasn't with her.
You were?
No, I wasn't.
That's too bad.
They call female customers as princess.
That sounds... I'm not going to imagine about that. Sorry, I guess it's just a habit of me, like, oh, that sounds...
Must be very embarrassing.
I bet.
Well, we finished up, and if you go during lunchtime, they don't charge you anything for the seats. So you can go in, there's no table charge. But after 2 o'clock throughout the night, they do charge you for the tables. All in all, I would say that it was an interesting experience.
It was, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. What was the highlight for you, Natsuko-san?
Well, to be honest, I was quite impressed with the girls because they were so professional.
Yeah, they were.
And they sounded very natural, like referring to you as Goshijin-sama or Ojo-sama. They didn't even hesitate to do that.
They turn it on and off so quick.
And they were very polite. And I think they were very good at serving and talking to someone.
Definitely very, very good at conversation.
Yeah. So very high level in terms of hospitality.
Naomi-sensei, how about you?
This is not a highlight, but I was surprised that we can't take pictures in our maid cafe.
Oh, yeah. That's the important thing.
Yeah. Especially the digital camera? No.
Yeah. So if you want a souvenir, you're not going to get it from the maid cafe. They did have for sale for 1,200 yen a Polaroid type picture that you can take with your favorite maid. And you can buy that picture for 1,200 yen. But yeah, we wanted to get a picture for everyone to see, but we couldn't get it.
That's not allowed.
So for me, I think, not a highlight, but I'm glad I went. I don't think I would go again unless I knew that it was downtime and I could go there and really practice my Japanese. Really, really practice my Japanese, because they did use a lot of Japanese that even at really nice places, like if you go to a regular restaurant, like a family restaurant, you know, they'll be polite, but... not as polite as this place. It was almost a way to hear very elegant Japanese, rather cheap.
That's interesting. Yeah, maybe. You're right.
Yeah, and I was also fascinated by, like you said, Natsuko-san, the way they referred to everyone as master and princess, and the way they were able to turn it on at the switch. Because once we started talking to one of the maids there for a while, Natsuko-san and I were lucky we got to sit at the bar, so she had to come and get the water for everyone. The longer we spoke, the more casual the Japanese got. I think she even said, yappa, one time in there, which is short for yappari.
Yeah.
That probably, if it was one of her better clientele, maybe she wouldn't have used that word. So there is some linguistic value to seeing the way they speak.
So desu ne.
I agree. Yeah.
Natsuko-san, million-dollar question. Will you be going back?
When I want to go for lunch, I want to eat something very delicious for a price, for a certain price. So in that term,
Which is equivalent to no. There was an inflated price for being fed one bite.
And no? I'm not the type of person who enjoys being fed. So those who enjoy that kind of experience, it's, you know, highly recommended. But maybe not for me.
Naomi-sensei?
もうちょっと安かったらね。
そうそうそう。
If it was a little cheaper.
行くかもしれないですけど、自分でお金を払うときは行かないです。
When I pay with my own money, well...
Let me think about it. ピーターさんは?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it was an interesting experience. To see how the whole thing worked and see how... I thought it was just an interesting side of Japan and, you know, just to see what all the fuss is about because right now this is one of the most talked about things in Japan and it was interesting. I think the guys before us, the party of eight before us, they didn't even get lunch. They just got something to drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think they just wanted to see what it was all about too.
Oh, yeah.
So I think after a while this will kind of fade out. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just a fad right now. But it's one that I'm kind of glad I got to witness.
Right. I agree.
そうですね。
オタクパラダイス。Okay, so that's going to do for today.
それじゃあまた今度。
さよなら。